Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life. In today's gospel reading, we hear the story of the presentation of the child Jesus at the temple. This is when Mary and Joseph brought the infant Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to consecrate him to God, as was the custom. I want to read through the gospel with you, and then I'll share with you how God is moving my heart through it. This is Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 35. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Even though this story is one of the joyful mysteries of the Rosary, I admit that it's not a gospel story that I often think to pray with. It has never drawn me in as much as the mysteries of the Annunciation or the Visitation have. As I read through the story to prepare for this reflection, I was struck by the words of Simeon as he was holding the infant Jesus. He says, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel." These words are known as the Canticle of Simeon, and it's included in night prayer each day in the Liturgy of the Hours. The Liturgy of the Hours is a part of the daily communal prayer of the Catholic Church. Priests and religious, as well as many lay people, pray the Liturgy of the Hours throughout the day as a way of continually giving their day to God and asking for his help. As I read through the Canticle of Simeon in the context of the Gospel story and recalled that it's a part of night prayer, it dawned on me that if the Church recommends that we pray these words every day, then it's probably something worth paying attention to. Simeon said these words as a proclamation of praise and thanksgiving to God for allowing him to behold the Messiah before his death. He praises the Lord for allowing him to see the salvation that he has been devotedly waiting for his entire life. He extols God's faithfulness for fulfilling this promise to him. What is striking to me about this is that God chose to fulfill this promise to Simeon, not by allowing him to see the resurrected Christ, but instead by seeing the infant Christ. The Jesus that Simeon gets to see is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God incarnate, and he is absolutely worthy of the adoration and praise he gives to him. But at the same time, the Jesus he sees is also a small baby, who is helpless and completely dependent on his parents. He isn't at the point in his life and mission yet when he is demonstrating his power and building towards fulfilling the covenant, but you wouldn't know it from Simeon's prayer. The glimpse of the Redeemer that Simeon is allowed is really at the beginning of the story, and yet his prayer would make you think that he's encountered the resurrected Lord. This led me to reflect on some areas in my life in which I've been experiencing some infant graces. By this, I mean that I've been noticing areas in my spiritual life in which it seems as though God is guiding me in the first small steps of what will be a much longer journey of deeper conversion of heart. It is as if the smallest seeds of grace have been planted in my heart, and I have faith that they have the potential to grow into something truly beautiful that will bear much fruit. But for now, what I know of them is simply the small seeds that are covered in soil and need ample time to grow and mature. Praying with the story of the presentation and the Canticle of Simeon has inspired me to not hold back in my gratitude and praise of God for his present work in my heart. His praise is full of trust that God will bring to completion the small glimpse of salvation that he has been allowed. I want my own prayer to imitate this same trust in regards to the slow unfolding of grace in my own life. As I reflect on Simeon's wonder and awe in front of the child Jesus, I'm encouraged to open my heart to a greater wonder and awe at the beginnings of grace and conversion that I've been experiencing. Simeon's example of faith and praise has been teaching me how to pray and to trust as I continue to allow God's grace to unfold in my life. So today, I invite you to pray the Canticle of Simeon with me one more time, and to ask the Holy Spirit to renew in each of us a deeper trust and awe in the ways in which God is revealing himself to us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.